Mow high to reduce stress on your lawn and save water. We're raising the blade next on Western Life Radio.
School resource officers make $50,000 and up. Faster Utah can train 40 or more school staff members to the same skill level for the same amount of money. What do you think? FasterUtah.org.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? When will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Save water by raising the blade on your mower. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening tells us why.
Yeah, have you ever asked to talk at church or give a big presentation of business or anything like that? You ever notice how thirsty you get if you get nervous about those, that kind of thing? Your body's response is, when you're under stress, to take in more water. Grass actually does the same thing. In fact, most plants do. If they're under stress, you have to water them more. So what's more stressful on the lawn? Cutting it at 1 or 1.5 inches and trying to make it look like a putting green, or mowing it at 3 inches? 3 inches is a lot less stressful. We'll use less water. It will be able to use its full resources to make a healthy, lush, densely green plant, and you'll have a nice green lawn. And you'll use less water to get there. That's just one thing. I mean, that's the way it is. Another thing I should mention on lawns, I've got this nearly 40-year-old lawn that I've just inherited. And this is the lumpiest, most warped lawn I've seen in a long time. They were watering 30 minutes for, I think it was 3 or 4 times a week. And it was way too wet.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.